The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. You're listening to Pure Opelka.
Let me just say something about Logan, the last caller, and about this idea that, you know, Muslims or the Islamic world hates us because of what we do. And they're just desponding and they blow themselves up because we committed the injustice. And they're just responding to that. And they're radicalized because of our actions. That is a prevalent view. And it's a prevalent view that applies not just to Muslims. It is this view that the primary motivation of people is we're kind of these like billiard balls. You hit us in one direction and, you know, you one ball hits the other ball and we go another. It's a certain level of determinism. But think about it. I mean, we've intervened in Latin America in probably inappropriate ways, and we don't have any Latin Americans blowing themselves up, killing Americans. We certainly intervened in Europe, both in World War I and World War II. I think World War I inappropriately, World War II appropriately, given that, you know, they declared war on us, the Nazis did. But we don't have suicide bombers who are German blowing themselves up to kill Americans. We've intervened in the Philippines. We went to the whole war 100 years ago in the Philippines. I think a stupid war, a war we should have never got involved in, under the belief that Americans back then had that we were supposed to establish some kind of empire. And there are no Filipinos blowing themselves up to kill Americans. No, I mean, people are not motivated by you do something and they just respond, ping pong balls or something, or billiard balls or whatever. People are motivated by ideas. The founding fathers in this country were not just motivated by the bad stuff the king advocated for, the taxes. The founding fathers were motivated by a belief based on reason in ideas that were revolutionary at the time. The idea of the sanctity of the individual. The idea that each individual was capable of taking care of their own life, because they were capable of thinking, of using their mind, of being of using their reason. They had ideas, and then they acted on those ideas, and they fought for those ideas. And yeah, the momentary stimulus was a king in England doing offensive things. But they would have found ultimately an excuse to do this, the founders did, because they wanted to establish a new country on the basis of a new idea. The Islamists have an old idea, an idea that God talks to them, an idea that they are God's messengers. And when people have that idea, whether it's Christians, Jews, or Muslims, they often become violent. And you can't reason with them. You can't reason with them. Because what are you going to say? No, God didn't say that. They're convinced. There's no fact in reality that you can point to that says God didn't say that. You can't point to the scripture because scripture is completely contradictory. All scriptures are contradictory. You can find whatever you want in scripture. It's just the nature of it. I mean, I grew up in a Jewish background, right? Where every sentence in the Old Testament had 50 different interpretations depending on which rabbi you talk to. Indeed, 50 rabbis usually would interpret every sentence 52 different ways. So what's the right way? How do we know? What's the basis of knowledge? We can't ask God himself directly. So who gets to decide? It's not based on facts of reality. Whenever truth is achieved through revelation, then you can't discuss it. You can't argue it. You can't debate it. Reason is out. Discussion is out. Debate is out. So all you're left with is force. I can't convince you I'm right about the truth of Islam. So the only thing I can do is force you to submit to Islam. That's all that, you know, that view permits. It's all you can do. So it leads to violence. But it's the ideas, in this case, the religion, which is a set of ideas that drive people, to commit the horrors that they commit. To fight America. It's not anything we did. It's what they believe. Now, there are lots of people out there in the world, including in the Western world, searching for meaning in life. By the way, a lot of the terrorists in Europe and in the U.S. were converts, people who converted to Islam, radicalized by the religion, and then became terrorists. They were seeking something. They were seeking a set of ideas to guide their life. And one of the great tragedies is that the West today doesn't advocate for alternative ideas, doesn't advocate for reason, for individualism, for a meaningful life through the embrace of philosophy, of a good philosophy, of a reality-based philosophy. What we have to offer people is the leftist postmodern nihilism where everything goes, there's no reality, you just make it up as you go along, and anything you believe can be okay, which, by the way, also leads to violence. We'll talk about that tomorrow when we talk about American campuses.